Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Mike, why you ain't made your girlfriend no matching clothes with you?
Listen, that's not the goal right now in our relationship, to match in clothes. It's to match.
That is always the goal in a relationship.
Eventually, but you gotta match in size first.
Well, isn't that why y'all are together? You match in size?
Yeah, but you always continue to match. You're not just going, everything is not what it's, you know. You got to find out more. Keep matching.
Why you ain't made y'all some matching pants? That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to make her a purse first. She asked for a purse. That's what I'm going to get her for
that. Boom. Yes. See, that's what I'm saying. I'd be so mad if my man knew how to make clothes and didn't make me nothing.
Stop projecting, Meg. Okay, let that man take it the way he take it. You don't want to be married to a basketball player. Now you got to go outside and shoot hoops with your girl to prove it.
I don't want to hear this. You got your order in with Mike already. Mike already making you a corset because that's what you requested. So don't be mad because I ain't get that yet.
You have to keep moving your camera back so it can get your whole body in it. That's why you ain't turned it on yet.
No, thank you very much. Okay, because I was setting up. Shut it up. Shut it on up to here.
I wear in the same colors too.
Yay, to here. See how I mean to here matching? You and your girlfriend could be like that.
Don't do this, Mike. Don't do this to yourself.
Design clothes. Like,
I walk myself right back into
Mike
it.
Damn original on her body.
Being a designer now to my disadvantage.
While we're talking about this, can you make me a jacket?
What's up, Lulu? How you feeling?
That's good to hear. I'm good. How y'all doing up in here? What's going on, Meg? What up, Mike? What up, Pat?
Iguanas twins.
Girl, I can't see, man. I went to the doctor. He was like, hey, your vision got worse. I was like, facts. I don't be wearing them. So,
would you be reading Braille in the dark?
Who you can't see?
Oh, man. It'd be blurry when I be texting y'all. I just be guessing.
Are you like nearsighted or farsighted?
I don't know what it's called, but when I read on my phone, I can't see.
Oh, you got old eyes.
Girl, now. Shut up, bitch.
Damn. So you saw Meg's background and you freaked out?
No, I can see distance. It's just I can't.
That's old, girl. That's what happened. They can't fix that. You got to wear glasses for that.
Girl, I've been wearing glasses since the third grade. It's because of sun.
No, but now it's going to have a bifocal in it. You're
going to have some readers on. Lulu going to be
bifocals. No, I'm not wearing
glasses. Yes, but they blended now.
Looking over?
Blind. Lulu. You're going to be looking like this in your glasses.
Yeah. Put your glasses halfway down your nose.
You're almost there.
Yeah. Damn, it got so serious. I wouldn't backtalk Lou if she did that.
What'd you say?
I'd be like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Tahir can do it too. I don't think it would be as like threatening if I did it. Where are my glasses?
Wait a second.
What time is my flight? Say I post leave. What?
Oh yeah, Mike, do it.
I feel like we all should just do an episode, put glasses on, we're like,
hey man, I can read without it.
Mike turned into a dad
billboards.
Immediately.
Oh yeah.
You're a dad billboards with the one finger. Clear as shit.
He looked like he was about to say, and how much does that cost?
Hey, Patrick, show me how to do this.
Oh man,
I forgot who I was with. I was with Keon, and I didn't have my glasses on. I had no contacts on, and he showed me something, and I was just like, he was like, "Damn,
dang, Lou, you had, did you increase the font size on your phone yet?"
Nah, I still got them on
Damn.
Small.
Girl, do that first before you gotta get your eyes fixed.
Because you're gonna hurt yourself more.
When people got them big ass fonts, I be reading their messages on the plane. So,
but you could get a screen protector that, like, you know, blacks it out from the side.
I'm not doing all of that. I just keep them small. Look how many text messages I got. See how small that is.
Girl, that's why you ain't responding, because you ain't see
just
it.
It's a standard number. Anybody. If anybody opens that screen, it's going to be that same number of text messages.
No, it's not. When you have the big font, it looks like, it's like.
You don't have to make it that big, Lou. It's like increments. That's a really blind people. You don't need it that much. Just a little bit.
Girl, you don't understand. When I take these glasses off, all that shit look blurry.
Damn.
That's why I got emojis.
Get LASIK, girl.
Huh? I need LASIK. I need to get my eyes checked too, actually.
Well, my new
I got LASIK. It's worth it because I was wearing glasses since and contacts since the eighth grade. It's worth
Girl,
it.
But look, I've been wearing glasses since the third grade. I'm not getting LASIK. I'm scared. Because then you have to get in like 10 years. It don't last forever.
Well, I mean, but you know how quick it is? It's literally a minute. No.
What if I sneeze while they doing it?
That's a fair question. Can you blink?
No.
Was that, did I blink? Oh, they have it to where your eyes open. You can't blink. If you wanted to, you can't close it.
So. They got you like clockwork orange, like your shit is like.
But they, but they put these drops in that numb your eyes, which is crazy because it just feels like regular eye drops. But then it numbs your eyes. So as you're looking, you see like this red, you just see a red dot. And, but then you smell a little fry. You'd be like, oh. But
you
it doesn't
smell fries.
You smell your eyes burning?
Because they're, yes, because they're like shaving your eyeball.
God don't want that for me. God don't want that.
I'm going to just tell you, it was the best investment I ever made in my life because I always had to wear glasses and contacts.
But
and
you wear glasses now.
I was just about to say.
These ain't got no lens.
She ain't never got no lens.
Oh, you fake.
She been
you
doing
mad
that.
Fake.
No. These ain't got no lens. Ever.
So you got LASIK to wear glasses with no eye, with no
exactly freedom of choice.
That's
freedom of choice.
Hey, man.
I'm telling you, it was worth it, Lou. I feel like you, especially because you're a golfer, and you'll love this because now, like, you don't ever have to be like, oh, I forgot my glasses, I can't golf because I can't.
But
see.
A golf ball is big. I can see that. I don't gotta read nothing when I play golf.
Where are you hitting it to? You
that's
can't
fine.
See.
It's only when I gotta read stuff, and I don't read when I play golf. There's no reading.
I can't never follow the golf ball.
Like, I was just
this going on. I don't ever.
Well,
see
if it goes straight, it's easy to follow. It only you can't follow unless it goes off into the woods.
You don't ever just lose it immediately, though. You don't ever just hit it and be like, mm-mm. "Oh, well, I be
how
at,
do you know
I only
where,
golf at
well,
top
like
golf,
what so. Happens if you don't know where it went? So you have to start over at back at the tee.
Gotta find it.
Nah, you gotta find it. Ain't no starting over. That's another stroke.
Ooh.
Usually when you're playing with people, so the people watching, they're like, oh, your ball went that way.
I hear that divers that have to go into golf courses and get all the balls make like hella bread, like their salary
because
crazy.
Golf balls are mad expensive. A pack of golf balls is like $50.
Really? If you get,
yeah.
How many balls?
Pack? 3, 6.
No. Oh, Jesus.
12.
Dang, that's pricey.
Damn right it is.
That's why we play basketball.
That's why basketball is expensive.
Yeah, but you can have that ball for like $10.
That's $50.
This is like $50.
Those look like balls? Expensive golf balls.
What about the cheap ones from Walmart? How much are those?
You can go to I lied. One sleeve has 3 balls, and it's 4 sleeves.
She bought an 8 for golf balls.
12?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't do math. So I told you, I don't read.
That's like $4 a ball. $4 a ball for a golf?
Yeah. And these are like, these are top tier, but like the most expensive ones, the Pro V1s, those are like, you don't lose those. Like, you got to be a good golfer because those is mad expensive.
Those look expensive.
Yeah, these is Chrome Tour by Callaway.
Oh God.
Oh God. Yeah.
Hope it's my Baron
that
pitch
look
for the
fancy.
Week.
Hey, so this episode gonna come out next Monday, which means that the Grammys will have been a week after this airs. However, I feel like we gotta address a couple things, guys. Okay. From the song being played at that specific point to where he got to the microphone, the whole theater was screaming "Amen."
That's crazy. Because those are
diabolical.
That's not just the crowd; those are peers.
Right.
To him wearing a Canadian tuxedo to accept the award.
That whole thing was diabolical.
That's insane.
How you have honestly, all this, people at the Grammy point, saying A minor in unison in this, harmony.
At this point, Kendrick might get charges brought against him because, like, once you've already beaten a seller and they're on the ground, once you keep beating them, that's when you can go to jail. And at this point, you're kicking a dead body, man.
Well, they said he can't perform it at the Super Bowl. He can't perform "Not Like Us."
Well, I think he can't do certain parts of the song because they don't want the Super Bowl, which is intended to be a family entertainment program.
Can't say pedophile.
You can't say pedophile. You can't say A minor. Yeah, so maybe like the third verse. I don't.
Why you can't he say probably A gone. Minor? It's a
because he's talking about a minor.
Man, do you know how many letters? Do you know how many letters and complaints they would get to the FCC? Fines would be issued. Press, bro. They ain't gonna want to do that. They just
I guarantee you. They're going to start the show off with the beginning of it. Like, and then before it starts to rap, like rap, then they'll cut it and go to another song.
Sheesh.
He might do that. I mean, the cool thing about it is that he doesn't need to do it. It's a huge song, but he has hits. So
yeah,
he doesn't.
Yeah, but everybody wants to hear that.
I mean,
you need to go to a nigga show for that.
After five Grammys. Now, and mind you, also, by the time this comes out, the Super Bowl will have happened already as well. So we'll know by the time.
Let's go, Eagles!
That's crazy.
I want a black man to win.
Oh, that's messed up.
Wow, but I'm with you.
Thank you.
He's going against Patrick Mahomes, though.
I want a black man
to win. You know, there's...
He's
what are you trying to
blackish.
Say?
He's black. His wife is a Trump supporter.
He's biracial. He's biracial. So, you know.
Why is
in
he
another country, in South Africa, he would be not considered a black man. He'd be considered a colored man.
Barack Obama got a white parent. So,
he too would be considered a
black
colored man in South Africa.
But it's Dr.
Hold on, man. Y'all not going to act like Drake is not a
colored man as well.
He's a colored man.
That's what they call it when you mix in South Africa. It's called colored. You're black,
long
white,
as he
colored.
Identifies as black, that man is black.
I like Jalen Hurts' style. I like his whole vibe. You know, I want to see him win.
He giving major New Jack City swing. The slack
like
has been very early 90s, very Samuel
like
Jackson,
it.
Very Wesley Snipes, high-waisted pantsuit.
He could wear them pants every day. Wear them pants everywhere you go. I love them damn pants.
Jaylen,
pants.
Lulu, would you go on a date?
What? Well, I'll bring
you
a sandwich
DM'd
to the date.
The man.
What,
what you talking about? She been sent him a DM.
What do you want? What do you need? You want massages before the game? You want me to massage your feet before you go on the field?
You
what
do
you need?
You're not doing that.
You
got
know
a
me.
Team for that.
You don't know me.
It's like, get out of here.
Go over and make your trousers, Mike, and shut the hell up because you don't know me, okay?
Do you think somebody you could submit to somebody like Jalen?
Yeah, I've submitted
Why?
Before. I just don't submit for y'all. I'm not
Wait a
fucking
minute.
Y'all. What don't y'all understand? Huh. A woman will submit for the right man. Y'all are not the one. So why would I submit?
We're not trying to get you to submit. We're not trying to get
why
you to submit.
We get astray.
Is this I don't know anything about this. What are you talking about?
I would never submit to none of y'all.
Lulu be cleaning her down.
Like, yeah, I'll submit for the right man. I mean, this gotta be the right man. If y'all not the right man, then what you want me to do?
Like, first of all, put the pistol down. Okay, let's start there.
Hey, did you guys see that Jalen Hurts nigga ruined the game, the jewelry game for most rappers? Nigga wore that that necklace.
Oh, that was fire.
I feel like the internet was like, is that what diamonds look like? Damn, what the fuck y'all got?
Yeah, because every rapper been saying that, yeah, my shit is fake. Like, they'll let you know off top, Soulja Boy.
But I've never seen a more blatant difference. Because now you see you see like niggas diamonds ain't dancing.
Hey, man. That man had a tombstone full of diamonds. That shit was huge.
Is that what it was, a tombstone? Man.
Nah, I'm just saying like how big it was.
It did look like it.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
It was just like NFL money.
Listen, this is about as good a spot as any for us to jump right into the first topic. Before we do that, I want to give a special shout out to our special guest, Mr. Mike Dams in the building. Shout out to the OG squad, Lulu Gonzalez, Patrick Cloud, Make a Scoop. I'm to hear more. We're going to jump right into this first topic.
Right after this.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We have, would you rather get $1 billion but have to survive in Antarctica for a month first, or get $100,000 instantly with no challenge?
Now, billion.
Let me set the parameters and the contingencies, okay? In Antarctica, you do have shelter, okay? You have a shelter. You have to make your own fire. You have some logs and stuff like that. You know what? I'm going to give you the fire. I'm going to give you the shelter and the fire, but you have to fiend for your own food.
I got to go ice fishing?
You can go ice fishing. You got a jacket and stuff like that.
Oh, a jacket? Oh.
I mean, you have the necessary tools
to stay warm.
You can stay warm for a certain amount of time. Everything else is going to be gumption and how bad you want it.
How cold is it?
Antarctica, on average?
Have you seen those videos of Antarctica when people be trying to survive?
My bad. I'm
yeah, because there's some places in Antarctica. I saw people on a cruise. They was jumping in the water doing like the cold plunge. So it's not below 32 degrees in some parts, because how is that water like not solid?
I mean, it could still be pretty cold.
No, I mean, it's cold, but my point is like anything below 32 degrees is frozen. Like,
I mean, the Titanic water wasn't frozen.
Right now,
but that's because they got hypothermia. They was in there for a while.
It's negative 24 degrees Fahrenheit right now in Antarctica.
That's doable. Hell no. What was the question? My bad.
Survive Antarctica for a month to get $1 billion. I'm sorry. Get $1 billion. Or do no challenge to get $100,000 right now.
And that's it? Just $100,000?
$100,000 or
bill. I'm going though. To Antarctica. I'm going to figure it out. This 31 days. Are we doing, is this month of February, 28 days?
No, baby. This is a 30-day month.
Do I get water or do I got to get water too?
You might want to try to boil some ice or something.
I mean, I could do a water challenge for like 30 days.
And how do I build shelter? I got to make my own shelter.
No. You get a shack.
Oh, get the shack that has the stove.
An igloo.
The wood burning stove that you igloo. Also use as a furnace. You have no electricity, no electronics.
Do we have any wood?
You got wood. And you can take any books you want, but no music, no MP3 players, no phone, none of that type of stuff.
But I can take a book?
You can take as many books as you want.
Oh, cool.
But you're dying. You're dying. You won't die if you just have...
Hanging out with penguins and shit.
I know. Didn't y'all ever see them people that like cut the hole in the ice and then go ice fishing?
That's what I'm saying. We could go
ice fishing. Y'all don't know how to do that.
Yeah, it's not.
Shut up, Pat. You don't know how to do that.
That's why I'm against it. I'm trying to save y'all lives.
Like, I feel like if you're hungry enough, you'll figure it out.
I feel like I can figure it out.
You can go ice fishing in the shack. You have to go outside.
Wait, ice fishing or fisting? Which one did you?
You heard that too, right?
First of all, you know I was trying to say fishing. The fact that you went to fisting, Mike.
Well, people do ice fishing in the shack. That's how they do it.
Yeah, but this isn't that type of thing.
Y'all seen it in the movie.
This one is just shack. This is where you
got a hole in your house now.
It has a floor.
Yeah, and I can fish whenever I want.
Yeah, I can figure it out.
I mean, if you got a wood burning stove or something like that, that's also acting as your furnace, that's way bigger than the heaters that they typically have in those ice shacks for fishing.
These people are kayaking in Antarctica with penguins.
They got food, though.
I'm going to be all right.
Well, if I need to kill a penguin, that's what it's going to be. I'll be all right.
You don't know how to skin and gut no goddamn penguin, man.
We're going
to
figure it out.
You will do whatever you need to do if you get hungry enough. Have you never watched Naked and Afraid? You will do whatever you need to do.
This chick over here talk about beach day in Antarctica. Look at them.
Hey, listen. These are isolated events that y'all pulling up on your phone.
And that's like the summer. That's like the summer.
Hey, he didn't say what month.
We could be there in the summer.
Oh, okay. Well, hey.
Now you know the Wizards ain't going to make it. That
$1 billion versus $100,000 is a very big difference.
I'm going to take that
billion. Big difference.
Very big.
But you could die. -24 is no joke. Them survival shows, they be giving up when it's 20 degrees.
Okay, Pat, let me ask you this. What would you be willing, what extremity would you be willing to sacrifice to get $1 billion? Would you lose
a pinky?
A leg?
Nah, it wouldn't just be a finger. It would be like the arm. Like, let's say that you're 2 weeks in and you're like, man, I can't find no food. I can't do nothing. They'd be like, and the wizard's like, all right, well, you can give up one of your feet or one of your hands and you still get the billion. What'd you do with then?
Oh, feet, yeah.
Feet. Because I got $1 billion. I could get new feet.
I would replace a foot. It would have to be like a bionic state-of-the-art foot.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I would have to have like interchangeable colors for it to match outfits.
Facts. I think dudes are still smashed with interchangeable feet, not interchangeable hands.
Them hands ain't never gonna get tired.
Yeah, but ain't nobody finna let her jack them off with that RoboCop ass hand.
Nah, what if it spasm or I ain't charge it right?
Yank it off. The foots would pop on OnlyFans though. If you had one like regular foot and one bionic foot, that shit would pop.
Wow.
You could have the bionic foot taking a picture of the regular foot and film the whole thing.
Yeah, I screen it. Half woman, half amazing. You know, get all the feet pics.
You'd never have
bionic feet pics.
Lou, you be dipping your foot in motor oil like real slow.
Put that bitch in fire. You want to see me light up?
Man, I never get tired. Just stand on that one foot.
Man, these people having a ball in Antarctica.
I'm telling you, I know this girl that took a cruise there and she did the cold plunge. The whole cruise did it. I'm like, people jumping in the water out there?
I do it.
That's different. A cruise is different than surviving for your life for 30 days. You don't know where you're going to get food.
A billion versus a billion. Do you understand?
I get the money is better, but you will die.
There's not that many billionaires, okay? Mm-hmm. You would be one of the few billionaires in this world. You know how many things you can do with $1 billion? You know how many people you can help?
Oh, you think about the wrong things. I'm thinking about
you're not trying to survive. I will survive these 30 days, okay? I'm a make a way.
Yep. How? You don't got no tools.
He said we got all the tools.
He said we got
so you have the basic tools to survive. You have coats and outerwear.
Fire starter.
You got a fire starter. You got the stove. You got wood. You got enough wood to last you for that month. All right. You don't have
a knife.
You have the knife. You have all the cooking utensils there. You have the long saw, the needle-nose saw to cut a hole in the ice. But you still have to have the wherewithal to sit out there and fish. You still have to have the navigational and directional sense to know which way you're walking toward the lake or the ice where you can cut a hole in to fish and have the directional sense to get back home. You have to be able to still... like keep an eye on your body and make sure that just because it's cold, you're not forgetting to drink and stay hydrated because you can get dehydrated in the cold weather.
Boil some of that ice, put that snow in there. Now you got water. I could do a water diet. I'm gonna do it.
See, I can't afford that though.
Oh yeah, sorry, Mike. You already on a water diet. You can't do it.
One day without solid food and I'm done. I'm done. One day is all it takes.
You don't like the cold, huh?
You could make all these different type of clothes you can put together.
Why is everybody talking about clothes?
Because you're a designer.
We in here in the snow. Ain't no sewing machine. He said no electricity.
You better
figure
it out.
You still got needle and thread. You know how to sew like that.
Vera Wang,
I'm trying to make it harder for myself. I'm trying to eat.
How to put a patch on there like this.
What's that gonna do for me?
With warmth, you could stitch all the clothes together and make
I'm
like
be
one
bed in an hour.
Y'all ain't gonna make it. Y'all ain't gonna make it.
Don't worry. I'm gonna get my bionic arm to wave by you when I come back. $1 billion.
The wizard gonna find y'all frozen as hell.
I feel like I got enough fat to last me like
after 4 hours.
I'm okay. I'll just eat off my reserves in my body.
I think you can go like 14 days without the food. So
yeah, and then after that, it's like okay. Okay, girl.
I'm gonna eat mad shit.
That means you're only halfway there.
Okay, but that's why during the 2 weeks when I'm not eating because I'm using my fat reserves, I'm hunting for food. I'm trying to figure this out. So by the time I really need food, I got a little something, okay?
What's the little something? Polar bear?
The fish that I got out of the hole. A penguin.
I'm gonna kill a penguin. Yeah. A show for show.
Yeah.
Beneficial.
I'm gonna be dead as hell.
Yeah, I was just ain't nobody thought about like the polar bears that could be there and blend in.
They ain't trying to come in no igloo.
Coming over here.
If you put a fish in there,
you're food.
They don't know us.
They don't know I'm there.
I'm gonna be in the cut.
You gotta put your arms up.
If you're walking back and forth. Day to day, trying.
I'm not doing all this walking back and forth every day. That's what you're wrong at.
So when you gonna fish, nigga?
You can put a fishing hole right outside the shack.
Okay, just because you're on a shack doesn't mean there's water around you. You might.
You don't know that.
You think the wizard would make it that easy? We would just go outside and lick right there.
You don't know. Stop changing the rules.
Yeah, because we don't know what the hell we doing.
I said this earlier. I said you would have to walk to go find this and then keep your directional sense to get back.
Well, I have a good sense of direction. I'll be okay.
No, you don't, Meg.
Yes, I do. Actually, I really do.
On my feet.
Those what?
You know those tennis rackets they put on your feet?
Oh, the snowshoes?
Yeah.
Snowshoes.
Those going to wear you out, too.
Hey, man, I got good core. That's
the energy to use those, too.
All I hear is negativity from
facts.
You brokies.
You don't believe
I'm trying to save your life.
Everything. I'm just trying to make y'all consider everything. Make sure.
Hey, don't save me. I don't want to be saved.
I know you're a freaking scaredy cat, but I'm with Lou on this. We're
negative 20 degrees for 30 days? Hell yeah, I'm scared of that.
Pat, all you got to do is use your hair and cover your face. There's enough warmth in that
we
net.
We could burn your dreads.
Why would that be an option?
Are we in this together?
Heck no! That is dead weight. He ain't never coming with me to Antarctica.
I be watching that show alone, and they be like the most like crazy outdoor survivalists. It'd be like 20 degrees, and they're like, my bones is done. I can't even move. So you talking about 40 degrees?
See, here said you have wood. You have an unlimited amount of wood.
They have fires too. You still gonna be cold as hell. Having a fire ain't gonna save your life.
And they didn't have $1 billion on the line.
Every 10 minutes, wood burns. Every 10 minutes, you gonna have.
Okay, so then you put another log in it. Tahir said you got the wood. The wood is not something you have to go find.
Where's the wood out there?
No, the wood would be in the house, right? So it's already stacked up to the side.
30 days.
They don't have enough for 30.
I mean, like, so I'm sure they.
Yes, he said you got enough.
Yeah.
The whole house is full of wood.
You're gonna be you're still gonna be cold.
Now it's combustible.
I'm $1 billion. I'm in.
All right. Well, let's put it to a vote. Let's see where everybody falls with it.
The higher the risk, the higher the reward.
I'm getting the 100,000, and I'm gonna ask the wizard for y'all 100,000 if y'all don't make it. So I'm walking
that
away.
100 grand gonna go so quick.
That's fine. Your life is going to go so quick.
You're just going to get a bunch of little Japanese girl anime backpacks for your 100 grand. You don't even deserve that.
Y'all going to wave goodbye to the plane and they're going to find you like that. Like, they're like, damn, she died immediately. Bye.
Now, I'm trying to come out like the Revenant. I'm going to have a polar bear on my head and shit. Like,
you're going to come out. And your whole family's gonna be like generations ahead. You're gonna miss lifetime.
What is this, Interstellar?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, what?
Man, what about you? What you going with?
Go on that Billy, okay? I'm about to be in Antarctica.
Pat,
give me 100,000. My life.
Japanese backpacks.
Yes, girl, you're gonna have a bunch of little dumb backpacks to go with all his little dumb shoes that he be wearing.
What you going with, Mike?
Give me the money. I'm gonna start a rap label.
With the 100,000? Not a fashion line?
Okay, you're gonna be out, and you're gonna be both you and Pat gonna be in an unemployment line next week.
Okay.
You're gonna be in a casket frozen.
No, I'm not.
At least I have lived life. Yeah.
I'm going with the Billy. I'm gonna try my luck out there.
Hey, all that you was talking. Come on, Billy.
Yeah, $1 billion, y'all. He made us have, you remember that time he had fire when we went on that camping trip, Pat?
Uh-huh.
He was like this for like 30 minutes, y'all.
You know where that wasn't? Antarctica! That was in California.
We already have fire, Pat, okay? That's it. You just need fire. You'll be okay.
Y'all don't realize
I'm being
how
a freaking baby.
Is.
Hey, Brokey, we get it, Brokey.
Antarctica got it on that one. We're gonna jump into the second topic right after this.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Second topic of the day, we have, would you rather eat bugs as a source of protein?
Man, what the hell is that?
Hold on. Eat bugs as a source of protein versus never have meat again. Now, for clarification, bugs have to be integrated in your meal as a source of protein. So you can have like a burger, but you got to have like fried crickets on it or ants or some form of an insect as a protein, or
give up meat altogether.
I'm like Ozempic you. You be coming up with some weird food type shits going on.
First of all, that's ChatGPT. That got nothing to do with Ozempic. This is what AI thinks the people want to know.
GPT goes off of what you Google though, man.
No, it doesn't. I just gave you it Google a prompt. It,
how can I get protein without eating meat?
Give me a would you rather question involving food and bugs, and that's all I said.
I've been a vegan for the past month. I'm okay with it. I don't ever need to touch meat again.
It's been a month. Yeah, why not?
For the rest of my life, I don't need meat again.
I'm cool. I don't want no crickets.
I don't need no protein. Give me my legumes. I don't need all that.
Yeah, I don't need all that. Nobody want that.
I would much rather give up meat before, like, if the meat supply ran out and they were like, all right, we switching to bugs, I think I'm out.
They're like tempura cockroaches. You in?
Well, listen, you don't have to eat just the bugs, right? You can just anything you eat. Like if you get fried chicken, they might dip it in like ants in the batter, and then they fry that.
Nah,
the chicken.
Nah, B.
We kind of already doing that. Ain't there like hella bugs that be in?
Yep. So we don't know about it, and it don't be that. It don't be as many as you about to get.
You done ate enough. You done ate enough. Mm-mm. So y'all really want to? Y'all would give up burgers, fried chicken, everything?
Mm-hmm. Cause you could have a lentil patty burger. That's black bean burger. Man. Okay,
Shut up, man.
I don't want none of that.
I would rather eat that than a cockroach burger. Ew.
It don't have to just be cockroaches, Meg. You could like.
It does it.
So
matter.
It's like a beef.
I don't want it. A cockroach, beef patty, a caterpillar, and
coated
eggs.
With roaches.
No, you could like add pickles. I mean, add like crickets the same way you add pickles. It doesn't have to be the whole thing. You just have to have that with the meal.
Nah, son. Well, then can I take the cricket off the burger?
No, you have to eat
then
it.
You're not eating it.
Wait, did they clean it and season the cricket?
The season, yeah. the crickets are seasoned.
Wait, you can't clean it though. Like,
nah, you ain't clean it.
They rinse it under the water.
Yeah, before they prepare it, they cleaned it, make sure you know they put lemon
as much as possible. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you don't mean like clean it like the insides and stuff.
Nah, you ain't gutting it. Nah, it's getting fried up with everything in there. But
oh, they're not gutting it.
No.
Can you gut it?
What you need to gut an ant
with what? Tweezers? They gonna have some tweezers and an exacto knife?
What are we doing? Just like a fish, yes.
Yeah, because a lot of bugs be having like a big abdomen that like it got like juice in it and stuff. Disgusting.
Bugs life.
That's gonna add to your seasoning.
I don't want that.
It'd be good.
No. And you can't, and then wait to hear, you can't choose which insect, right? Like, it's
yeah,
just
a that's what I'm saying. Insect. You can choose, you can say, hey, I want crickets. I'm only want to do crickets and ants. You ain't got to do the cockroaches. You ain't got to do spiders.
No, if I had to eat a bug, it would be ants. I feel like that's...
They have that in somewhere in South America, they do that. They do like the seasoned ants and it's the bigger ones and you bite like... Each section.
You can get chocolate ants out here.
So everything I eat gotta have ants on it. Ants is cool.
Ants is fine.
Ew.
I've ate ants on accident. So many times.
How you know?
Right.
Because I used to get forced to eat ants when I was little. My
what? Where did you grow up? A group home?
Africa?
In the islands. When ants take the food, that can't be an excuse for you not to eat it.
But then you just flick it off and eat it?
There's too many at that point. You just had to.
So the ants were carrying your shit away and you grabbed it and
it's mixed in there. They just like, it's like seasoned.
Wait, did you feel them like just in your throat walking around?
Well, I wasn't trying to eat them. I was trying to avoid them too, you know, but I know I got a few of them in there.
Do you remember that video we did? I think it was on DIYS and it was about that one tribe. I think it's in Africa. That does that mosquito burger.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
That's disgusting. That's blood. That's human.
They
get malaria
out of mosquitoes and they make a whole patty out of it. And I'm not gonna play the video, but I'll show you this right here. Like, this is what it looks like. Those are all mosquitoes smashed into a patty.
No, that's tar.
Those are dead bugs. And the reporter ate it and he was like, oh. God, like he couldn't even hide it.
Why? Why are they doing this?
That tribe believes in their protein.
And there's bugs everywhere. Like, it's like a thick, like, they're just everywhere. And they just go like this and catch it, like, 100,000.
Yeah. Was that the same video where they took it, like, off of the mosquito, like, it was like a net or like a bug like catcher or something like that?
I saw a guy catching it with his.
I can't.
Like he was Patrick from SpongeBob with the little net?
Yeah, pretty much.
How much would it take for one of y'all to take a bite of that burger?
Never.
If it not, I'm talking about like they seasoned it to God. Nah. Like
a billion.
And they put cheese on it. They're going to give you the cheese. It's a
billion.
Mosquito cheese smash, is crazy.
Cheddar cheese, a billion.
Gosh. With some caramelized onions. Some caramelized onions and some cheese and some pickles. That shit might hit. Might be
if they offered 50,000, you guys would all do it.
No, I would not. Ew, no.
Or mosquito burger. Said,
it's all blood in there. This other people's blood.
Here's the thing, though. It's getting fried. Lou, all of that shit can get killed in that skillet, baby. You ain't got to worry about that.
No. You know, I never had blood sausage.
For 50,000, one bite for 50,000 and a Dr. Pepper, I'm in that bitch. You understand me?
And a Dr. Pepper?
Listen, that Dr. Pepper gonna knock out anything that's lingering. That's 23 flavors.
He's like, just give me the Dr. Pepper, actually. Just the Dr. Pepper.
Matter of fact, just coat it in Dr. Pepper.
Keep the money.
I should fuck around and hit, and I'd be like, hey, man, make this into some ribs. You get some smoked mosquitoes.
Give me veggies and
I can't.
Beans and all that good stuff. I'm not doing that. That's too much.
Y'all done ate.
Wait, we ain't even gotta be vegan. We just gotta be vegetarian. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm gonna be a vegetarian. I could do it.
Mike, what would you do it? Would you do the 50,000 one?
For the mosquitoes, hell no.
No, Mike, you so you
already did it for free.
You can lick ass for free, but you ain't gonna eat, you ain't gonna take
it. You get to licking ass.
Did you mean ants?
Talking about?
No, I meant ass. I meant what I said. You're not gonna sit up here and tell me you look at Mike be like, oh yeah, he ain't never ate ass before.
I know Mike look like he eat ass all the time.
Yeah, Mike definitely ate some ass before. You know
he got a red light.
What does that look like?
That's booty.
He just got to look about him. Like, look at the like Mike. He's got that thick like state trooper / porn mustache. You be like, oh yeah, he eat ass. You can tell. Like, I ain't judging. I done ate little ass before.
He actually has an ass line right off camera right here. He's an ass. He just does little breaks. All right, we back.
Instead of doing lines of coke, he doing lines of ass. Like,
oh my god!
Like he Mike. Eat ass. Mike eat ass while he wearing bell bottoms. He got on a pair.
Oh, 1,000%. 1,000% bell bottoms.
They high waisted bell bottoms. They come right under his rib cage, and he do this shit before he do it.
But with the little I shirt used to go out right to party.
So I'm just a 70s
character.
Wow, Mike, these are not your friends.
To really get down.
To lick it, baby.
Put on some Otis Redding.
Funny. Why is that? Why can I picture that, though? You got some high-waisted bell bottoms, though.
Hell yeah. Spread the cheeks. He rubs his ball head in there real quick.
They both got rollerblades on.
Rub his whole head like this.
Lou, you said I couldn't do nothing for you.
Not rollerblades. They both got skates.
He's skating backwards.
Skate and lick. Just skate by and lick your ass. And skate on back.
Gosh, this is terrible.
Mike, what does that neon sign say?
I eat ass.
Yes.
Abby
Lounge.
That's crazy. As you can see, I eat ass.
The booty do.
This room's called the hole. No, what does it say?
It says damn lounge.
Oh, damn lounge.
Damn.
Damn.
But I should change it.
How did you get your name?
Ass Palace.
His girl gonna hear this and be like, why you don't be eating my ass like that?
So hey, whose ass you be eating?
You ain't never put no roller skates on with me and eat my ass.
That sounds like a wild night.
Yeah, old, I can't be doing that stuff no more either, too. Now I gotta do that. I gotta uphold that legend now.
Wow.
Oh shit.
Oh man, that's good times, man. What y'all going with, man? I can't believe y'all wouldn't try this mosquito burger though for 50,000. I feel like
vegetarian.
Vegetarian.
Yeah, vegetarian. For
too many
sure.
Unknown side effects.
With what?
I don't know. You have eaten a mosquito burger before?
No, I'm talking about the. I did say the mosquito burger, but I thought y'all was giving y'all answers to the second topic.
Both.
Oh. Okay, that's fair.
I thought it was the vegetarian one. Wasn't the mosquito burger just an example?
Mm-hmm.
No, that was just like a random ask. Like, would y'all do that for 50,000? That was a random ask. Yeah. The original question is: eat bugs with as a source of protein, like with your food, or never have meat again.
I don't even like bugs on my body. How am I put them
so what,
in my
man?
Body?
So what? I wouldn't want a piece of pizza on my thigh either. But I mean,
you would stop it.
Well,
stop it.
Yeah.
All right.
You used to carry pizzas in your shirt. What are you talking about, Tahir? You had a whole pizza pocket shirt. What are you talking about?
You gotta learn how to let shit go, Lulu.
Crazy
time. Nah, man.
You gotta learn how to let shit
Ever
go.
Since you started tucking your shirts in, you changed, man.
It wasn't the tuck in, it was the leg cross. Once the leg was able to cross comfortably, oh, bitch, I'm never going back. Never going back. I'd be like Spice Adams. I kick that leg up high when I'm gonna cross.
Look at you, man. What?
I'm never going back.
Are you crossing at the knee now?
Mm-hmm.
Do you wear
a
every day?
It's the only reason I started back wearing slacks. I'll be wearing slacks now. And I crossed it.
You know, his knee be like, where are we? Where the fuck are we right now?
Like, we ain't never been this close to each other.
Oh, no.
Are we broken?
Are we broken?
Hey, yo, where are we? Wow.
So here, what size pants are you now?
What'd you say, man?
What size pants are you now?
I'm between 34 and 35 in most jeans. Down
what
from
size
like 38,
40. Wait, where you said you were a 38, 40 to begin with?
Yeah, between 38 and 40, depending on the waist of the jeans.
Okay, good job, Ozempic.
You gotta go get them.
Good job, Ozempic.
Yeah, no, for real shit. Like, niggas be like, I know Meg don't mean like that, but niggas be like, yeah, but you did it, Ozempic. I was like, so what, motherfucker? I did it. I still had to, like, diet. You know how much? I ain't had pizza since September, bitch.
Oh, wow. Okay?
You know how much I miss pizza? The commercials don't stop. The advertising, I see the shit every day, and every day I cry a little bit.
But what about hot dogs?
I haven't had hot dogs since before that. I had cut down on the hot dogs.
Wait, is this because like it's your diet, or you just don't
the diet and also just eating better products, better food, better meat quality and stuff like that. But also, I still don't do any carbs, so I haven't had any bread products.
Oh wow, anything. That's so,
like,
good.
If I want a sandwich or something, Farron to do the cabbage bread for me. She'll shred it and then put it in a skillet.
What's cabbage bread?
So you shred cabbage. You get like the thin shreds. So get an egg and you mix that in a bowl and you whip it till it starts to get foamy. And then you kind of pat it or shape it like a patty or a piece of bread. And then you put it in a skillet, fry it up. You can do it with just Pam. Put it in the refrigerator on one of those little grate things and let it get cool. And then you use those like pieces of bread.
Wow,
that's what I've been doing.
That sandwich took 2 hours.
Yeah, that was not
I mean, I do it. We do it in advance. So, like, when we go grocery shopping, I'll ask her to get the boar's head meat or something like that, or some ground beef, so I can make a burger, and she'll already have the cabbage shredded up for me in Ziploc bags and made. So I just pull them out. Or use it as
I'm so for proud a proud of you to hear.
That's crazy.
You look so
I funny. Never thought I would hear Tahir talk about cabbage bread.
Oh. It sounded like something like Oliver Twist ate.
Nigga, everybody,
Lisa.
Even Kev like when we was more. On set, when we were on set and then we would go to Crafty, I would just get, I would bring my own almonds with me and I would do fruit. I would do some cuties, mainly like apples, but mainly bananas, really. It's way less sugar than everything else. So I wasn't doing none of the candy, none of the cakes, none of the pies, none of that shit. So
that's discipline. Discipline.
I can't go back, the food from the Great Depression. Do you guys have any Great Depression snacks here?
Just cabbage bread does sound like Great Depression food.
Cabbage bread and potato water.
I'm about to say right before the potato famine.
I'm telling you, man, the hardest thing was giving up potatoes because like French fries and just stews with big chunks of potatoes and she's like, oh, nigga, I miss that.
I just made soup
so
yesterday. We'll put mad potatoes in it.
Potato soup.
Sure. I miss that. But, you know, I love
the But you can cross your legs. So,
man.
That part right there.
You gotta sacrifice a little bit.
Pizza crossing legs.
Here, I need you to like sleep without your CPAP and tell me what happens. Ask Farron. Tell me what happens. Because I really want to know if you still
record yourself. Happened. Put up a camera.
No, I'm not doing all that. I will say this. I've done it a couple times, man. And the reason I don't like doing it is because I've trained myself when I got the mask on. I typically stay on my back or I go on my one side, my left side. When I don't have the mask on, I be tossing all around the bed. So I might end up sleep. A lot of times I wake up and I'm asleep like this on my stomach and I just don't get the best sleep that way. So I know I'm not snoring nearly as much, but the quality of sleep isn't as good for me when I don't use it because if I end up sleeping on my stomach, I just don't get a great night's sleep. So
your tongue's still fat. Got it. Just blocking your throat.
You still got fat thoughts. That's why.
Oh, wow.
His dreams fat?
Yeah, he be fat in his dreams. He be like, I need my CPAP. Fat me in my dreams. Don't get Ozempic. It's
my
not on the
dreams
brand.
Fat? Hey, man, let's wrap this shit up. Let's go to the last topic and get the fuck up out of here, man. Y'all, you niggas is a different type of disrespectful.
It's crazy.
Y'all niggas, Mike, what you going with? Vegetarian?
Like pillows tired?
I'm going to be a vegan.
I'm going to go with, I'll eat the bugs.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The protein. Fuck y'all. We'll go to the next topic right after this. Last topic of the day, we have, would you rather, this is a survival one, go 10 days without food but have unlimited water versus go 3 days without water but have unlimited food?
What do I get? What do we win?
Nigga, this is just, you don't win.
This is just either or.
Survival, which one you want to choose? These are your two picks for the
I'm going to go with the first one because I'm going to be snatched by the time I'm
10 days.
Be super snatched. What?
You said 10 days?
Yep, same.
I've done that already. I'm like, thank you for reminding me. I gotta do that shit again.
I get 10 days without food, but unlimited water versus 3 days without water, but have unlimited food.
I did a 12-day water cleanse. That shit was fire. Damn.
I bet you were angry.
Were you? Did you have any energy?
Yeah, I was working. I was going to the gym. I was running. Yeah.
And you were just consuming water?
Just water. Well, I put lemon in it.
She was fueled.
Did you
by
like
the
you didn't get lightheaded or anything?
He was like, I couldn't see, but that's like always.
I went blind day two.
I mean, the toughest day was like the first 2 days, and then by day three, I was good. Like I was already in motion, so I was good. I wasn't lifting any weights, but I was still doing like cardio.
That's crazy,
girl. I was so snatched. Thank you for my. I'm doing that tomorrow.
I've only done 3 days. It was tough.
That was with your water clean.
Yeah, I feel like that 2-3 days is the second day to, for me, is the hardest.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Once you get past that, after that, it's a breeze.
Have you, any of y'all done it, a water cleanse before? You use like sparkling water? Did that make a difference? Did you feel fuller?
No, you can't do sparkling water.
Oh, wait. What you mean it's not real water? It's carbonated water. It's just water.
It's got carbon, extra carbonation in it.
It has no caloric value, right?
Oh, that's not the word.
Caloric.
Caloric error.
I was in the neighborhood. I was just at the wrong house.
He's on the wrong block.
No. They just stay across the street.
Caloric.
Caloric?
Caloric's across the street, yeah.
I think they said but it's not good for you because the stuff that's... What is it? I saw this somewhere. Let me look this up.
They said the carbonation is not good for you if you're trying to do like a cleanse.
Why?
I think it's on with the bubbles or how they make the bubbles or something like that. But you just got to do clear, regular-ass water.
Yeah, I need to know why. I love sparkling water.
Well, you can't just get like a whole week of LaCroix and be
no,
like,
I wouldn't do a whole week of it, but I mean, like, one or two a day. You know what I'm saying?
We confuse it with like limes and stuff, though, right?
Yeah, you could put lime, lemon, and if you really get like nauseous, you could put a little bit of salt.
What does that do?
The salt helps balance out the nausea.
No. Oh. Yeah, I'll do that.
What did you read, Meg? What did you find out?
Okay, this is what AI says about drinking too much carbonated water can have long-term effects on your teeth, bones, and weight. Your teeth, it could cause tooth decay or dental erosion because the acidity in carbonated water can wear down tooth enamel. Bones, carbonated drinks with phosphoric acid can make it harder for your body to absorb calcium, affecting bone health. A 2017 study found that plain carbonated water increased ghrelin, a hormone that makes you feel hungrier. This can lead to eating more and gaining weight. It can also cause gas and bloating and acid reflux because of carbonation and acidic pH in carbonated water. It can cause gas.
Okay. Well, shit, just the fact that it's going to make you hungry, I'm like, all right, well, yeah, that's not good challenge at all.
Because usually if you feel hungry, you drink regular water. It's supposed to help suppress your appetite. Like, when I was in boot camp and we were hungry, Joe Sergeant would be like, just drink water. I'm like, damn, man, can I get a snack?
It does work for a little bit. It worked for a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know.
Lulu, do you smoke during your water cleanses?
I don't smoke at all. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
Patrick.
Oh yeah, sorry.
If you were a smoker,
the golf smoker. Executives that are watching this, my bad.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The CEO of Adidas is a big fan of Squadcast.
Hey, listen, I got a lot of white boys that come up to me like, "I fuck with you on Squadcast." I was like, "You watch that shit?" Yep. So you never know who's watching.
You gotta ask them if they dad watch it. Don't want to lose them spots.
But I did. I know some people who do. But it doesn't, like, I mean, you're already in motion, right? So like, you can smoke, but if you're not one of those people who get munchies, like,
I'm one of those people that get munchies immediately. Like after the high kick in, about 15 minutes later, I'm in there scarfing down some almonds and shit. Like, I immediately
almonds. Yeah, is crazy.
Nah, I try to be as clean as possible. No, like, no coffee, no nothing. Like, no just coffee. Straight. Yeah, no coffee.
I just did a Daniel fast for the past 21 days, and I didn't have no caffeine, no like bread, no sugar, no refined sugar, no meat, no animal products. I was like, man, this is taking all this away at once.
It's basically
Girl,
a
I
vegan.
Did keto before my birthday, and I lost like 20 pounds.
See,
keto.
Keto, yeah, no carbs, no sugars, just straight protein and like dairy and avocados and stuff like that. And I lost dumb weight real quick.
Keto is good, but like the shit that you got to do, I don't think it's meant for long term because like motherfuckers be cooking with bacon grease, making their eggs with the bacon grease. Dude, or
you have a heart attack. Grease.
You can have bacon.
No, that's fine. I'm saying they keep the grease and use the bacon grease for other stuff that they cook.
Why?
Because
it's like it's a lot of fat.
It's
It's the fat, the high fat, or the
that's what I'll
fat.
Be doing. I make like my the bacon. Avocados. Take the bacon off, put the eggs on, put the avocado, put the cheese, and use the same bacon grease. That joint be delicious. Mm-hmm. No flies.
Arteries are dying, but yeah.
I only need those for like another 40 years. I'll be good.
Damn.
Y'all heard of that EWA diet?
EWA?
EWA, yeah. Uh-uh.
What's that?
Eat what I want.
I knew it was that.
You saw my face.
I was gonna say what country what's EWA? I didn't want to set you up.
Tahir, can you block out his video? Can you just stop his video right now?
Nah, that's what I'm on. I can't do that shit.
Wait, Mike, are you still a vegan? Weren't you vegan? Are you still vegan?
Every time we see each other, Meg, I swear for the past 10 years, you asked me that.
Because I thought you weren't vegan anymore, but as you're talking, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. Are you still vegan? Did you just...
I haven't been vegan for almost a decade now. Maybe 6 years.
Wait, was it vegetarian? What were you? You were something.
I was fully vegan for a little bit, for maybe like 2-3 years, but it didn't work well. It didn't work well for me.
Yeah. You got vegan energy though. I could see.
Well, I don't eat too bad, you know.
It might be the red light.
Definitely the red light.
He left that shit when he started eating ass. He was like, "Well, I can't."
And he eat vegan ass. Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Plant based booty.
You really see a difference in the skin. Yeah, for real.
It makes that's a difference be the in
title
the skin.
Of somebody's like, rap album.
Plant-based booty is a great t-shirt for a vegan designer.
Right.
That's great. I'm going to take that.
Plant-based a cheeks. Vegan clothing line called Plant-based Booty would be amazing.
I'd wear those pants.
PBB. It's just a plant with a fat ass as the logo.
Which plant though, Pat? Which plant got the fat ass?
I don't know. It'd have to be like a eucalyptus.
A sunflower with a fat ass. This is what Jarrell gonna do. Jarrell gonna find this clip right here. This is what he gonna illustrate.
It's just gotta be like a plant that sounds like it could be sexy, like a succulent. That succulent booty.
Succulent with a fat ass.
Oh man. Well, let's put it to a vote, man. What are we going with?
What was the question?
Yeah, what was the question?
Vegetarian. Wait, is this the bug question?
What you was are... the question to hear? You don't even know it.
I'm pulling it up right now. Man. Get out of my bag, man.
See, you don't know it either.
How do my notes close? Okay. Question is
10 days with no water. No, 10 days with water, no food, or 3 days with food, no water.
10 days without food, unlimited water. And 3 days without water, but have unlimited food.
10 days.
And we niggas drinking soda and stuff and juice.
Hey, you could do that for 3 days.
Ugh.
You could do that for 3 days.
No, it said unlimited water. It doesn't say you have other type of beverage.
No, I'm cool. I'll take
he's
10
saying
days.
if you drink the no water, is there do you drink other stuff?
No.
So like, no liquid, nothing to drink.
Yeah, it's either food or drink. Which one you gonna go with?
Oh, damn.
That's crazy.
You got to limit your conversations. You can't be talking that much.
Yeah.
You know how many meals you going to be stuck on because you ain't got nothing to wash it down with?
But you can do like soup.
You better do some soup and chili.
Watermelon.
You water thirsty soup. After you drink soup?
You need water for soup.
No, it's water. You can eat, but you can't drink.
You can eat the water.
You can eat the soup because that's technically food.
Yeah. But you need water to make soup.
Right. The food's made for you, Lou. You don't have control over that. You got unlimited. You get whatever you want, what you say you want. They give you a menu. You can order everything off of there, but you don't have anything.
I drink a lot of water.
Can I get coconuts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't drink the water. You can
It'll already be done for you, Mike. It'd already be cut for you. The water's taken out of it. So if you want to eat that coconut, you can do that, but you ain't gonna get that coconut water.
You're gonna need some water to eat that.
Y'all gonna dismantle my coconut before y'all give it to me?
They're gonna give you a coconut full of the shavings. All the water gonna be gone.
Right. Mike over here climbing a whole coconut tree only to find out all the coconuts
orange and dry coconut.
Right. And they hung them back up. That's
they just gonna give you an almond mild. An almond joy.
That's crazy. What about, so you're gonna be in worse. You're gonna be in a worse shape than you started after those 3 days.
What about watermelon?
If you can eat watermelon.
Okay, then I'm good. I can eat watermelon for those 3 days.
Yeah,
that's very hydrating.
Yeah,
I would use it to try to lose weight. So I'm going for the no water.
I'm going for the 10 days water. Ten days.
You can be mad spiritual after that.
Facts. I'm gonna be cleansed and snatched.
Hey, you cannot go 10 days without food, bro.
I've done it already.
I said Pat.
Oh.
It's hard. I've done 3 days. And I felt like I could have kept going.
To the side, his locks would get heavier than his body. That nigga Pat would disappear.
10 days. I don't know. I think I could do it.
You could do it, Pat.
I don't
know. You do anything you put your mind to. You got it.
Girl, I thought I couldn't do it. Like, and I was like, oh, there's no way I'm going to be able to do it. And by day 10, I was like, oh, this is cool.
10 is crazy.
Yeah. Everybody. Like, if you put your mind on getting your locks twisted to the root, you could do it. It just has to be something you want.
I love this girl power that y'all empower each other with right there.
Come on, Pat. You could do it.
And like, yes, too wholesome. Queen, you could do it. You went 3 days. Queen, you could do it.
You got too wholesome. This, boo.
I felt the moment it got too wholesome. And I was like, well. It can only go backwards from here.
Pat, you mad busy, right? You're gonna be working and doing stuff. You're gonna be on set. You're not even gonna be thinking about eating. You're just gonna be drinking the water. You're gonna be good.
You're gonna
that is true. Like, when I did the water cleanse when I was on set, it was way easier. Water cleanse when you're just chilling at home is awful.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's the difficult part. When you have like nothing to do. Mm-hmm. And you trying to do this cleanse, your mind is just like eating away at you. Like, I need food. I need food. I need food. But when you busy, like, you're not even thinking about that. There's been plenty of days you probably went on when old to here. No, but new to here. Yes. Like, you probably went through a whole day and been like, yo, I forgot to eat. Like, you know, I've been working so hard.
Why did you find it important to say old to here? No, but new to here.
Because at first, I didn't think your shirt. You had a pizza pocket shirt. That's why.
You couldn't forget. Literally. You'd be like, oh.
Because it was burning. And it was hot, too, y'all. It was a hot chest. Pizza. And it was hot on his shirt.
It was hot.
Yeah. It was because it was lined with, it had a lining to keep the food hot. Yes.
That's even worse.
So she was right to say fat to here, no. This to here, yes.
Yeah. Let's put it to a vote, guys.
Having
let's
a pizza on your chest like Iron Man all day is crazy.
First of all, Pat, you and I both know that shit didn't last all day.
Proof to here had a stomach.
Definitely didn't last all day.
As soon as he ate it, he powered down.
It had the opposite effect on me.
Like, he puts it in and starts flowing.
You guys are good people. let's put it to a vote, man. Let's get up out of here. Y'all doing a 10-day water challenge?
10 days.
10 days. Give me the 10.
No, I'm doing the food, unlimited food.
Okay. And
water.
I think I would go to 3 days with the
we
the
know. Too. Yeah. We know your heart still.
I could just eat healthy. He said,
unlimited food.
I ain't finna pass out from not eating. I ain't passing out from not eating, though. We'll be good for 3 days with watermelon and shit. All right,
like Meg said, your dreams are still fat, so we get it.
With that one, the 10 days without food and unlimited water has it. Want to give a shout out to our special guest, Mike Dam, for pulling up in the building. Shout out to the OG Squad, Meg Scoop, Patrick Cloud, Lulu Gonzalez. I'm to hear more. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Peace.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.